Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest, Sheila Klesich, the new executive director of the Lookup Center in Newark. Getting your feet and your hands involved with a really wonderful organization. It's the Lookup Center in Newark. And boy, when Scott Hayes was in charge, we'd have him come in. Of course, Lori Hubble most recently. And now you take over the Lookup Center. August, I think, is when you were.
Yes.
What's it been like the last few months?
Yes. Well, getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas at the Lookup Center is pretty busy. We have turkeys just everywhere at this time. I think we have like 32 frozen turkeys that we're trying to get cooked for our Thanksgiving. We give about 1,500 to 1,600 Thanksgiving meals we deliver on Thanksgiving Day.
Wow.
So in case you don't know, Meals on Wheels does not deliver food on Thanksgiving Day. So we sort of take their list and add to the list. So we're very busy right now. We still need about 20 to 30 cooked turkeys the week of Thanksgiving. So we're still a little short on turkeys, and we're about 20 pumpkin pies short as well. So if you're in the mood to cook a turkey or, you know, bake a few pies or buy a few pies, we could really use those.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it something on that day then? Do you do any cooking at the Lookup Center, or is it just get everything prepped at the Lookup Center to be delivered?
Well, we are cooking turkeys that were donated by the Newark Rotary. They help us a lot at Thanksgiving time. So we do cook those turkeys and debone them and get them ready for all of our delivery routes, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Even just organizing, you know, we have 130 drivers that actually deliver to these routes. We have 70 boxers, you know, that put the food in the containers. So it's really a huge operation.
I think just carving that many turkeys. I mean, carving one turkey alone is frustrating because you only do it one time a year or two times a year.
Well,
to carve that many is crazy.
The good thing about it is they don't have to look nice because we put them sliced so nobody sees what they look like. So we can just carve like crazy, you know, like meat flying in the air. You know, nobody cares.
It's a get or done kind
right,
of situation.
Right, right, exactly.
No
right.
Different than my house, believe me. No different.
Gnawing on a bone.
Dogs get right at your feet. Like, you keep dropping it down, or big guy, don't worry.
We actually need a dog at the Lookup Center because, you know, we have to clean all that up
That's
ourselves.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
With you 100%. I got no problem with that. Get them scraps off the floor, honey. No, the dog will take
if anybody
care of
has
that.
Some dogs they want to loan out, just get a hold of us.
That is fantastic. All right, you got the turkeys, you got the pies. Do you need anything else? I mean, people like their stuffing, mashed potatoes, those kind of things.
Well, I think we're pretty good on most things. I think we were just short turkeys and pies. So just feel free to call the Lookup Center, you know, if you want to help us. And then we can kind of explain the process and how we do that.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a movie night coming up. We're showing The Star. This is a free family event. We'll be showing it on the big screen in our gym. We are setting up chairs for adults. Kids are welcome to wear their pajamas. Bring a blanket, their sleeping bag, bring a pillow. We're giving out free popcorn and drinks. We're selling hot dogs for 50 cents, and we'll have chips, and it's going to be a really nice, fun family event, so feel free to join us for that.
What's The Star? I don't know that I...
The Star is the story of Jesus's birth.
Oh, okay.
From
star.
A donkey's perspective. So the donkey tells the story. If you've not seen it, it's actually really a good movie, and it's comical, but... You know, it tells the story of Jesus' birth as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, let's get back, because I want to make sure we get the help you need for the Thanksgiving. You mentioned you already have drivers. Do you need more? And if so, what do they need to do? What should they expect that day on Thanksgiving? Is it a couple-hour shift? Is it an hour? Maybe talk about that.
It is. We need 20 more drivers. Now, I don't have an update as of this morning. We do have a link that we can send to sign up to be a driver, but unless you're on our email list, you wouldn't receive that link. So I suggest to people to call me at the Lookup Center, and number one, let's get you on our list so that you have Lookup Center updates, and number two, that way I can forward you the link if you're interested in helping. The links actually are where people sign up for the food, and there are also links for drivers, there's links for servers. We have over 100 routes. Each person is assigned a specific amount of dinners that they will pass out. And it probably would, I would say you need to plan on a couple of hours mm-hmm. if you're a driver. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a boxer, we get there about 5:30 and we are done by about 11:30 or 12. So it's, you know, it's a pretty quick process. You still have time to go and enjoy your family for Thanksgiving, but yet you've helped so many in the community who don't have someone to spend Thanksgiving with.
And I'm assuming if you want to come down and help box, you don't have to be there all 6 hours. Just come down a couple hours here, a couple hours there.
We appreciate whatever, right. you know, you whatever time you can donate. Okay. Absolutely.
Plus, you smell great when it's over.
I mean, that is true.
Who doesn't want to smell like turkey and stuffing and gravy?
Well, I probably smell like turkey right now. I've smelled like turkey for a week.
Yeah. Well, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong
with
that.
What are you wearing today? It's turkey by the lookup sign.
Yeah, as long as people don't try to take a bite out of your arm or something. It's okay.
Ode to gravy.
Right on, right on.
So, again, just so folks understand, so do you can folks come to the lookup center and eat that day as well, or is this strictly a delivery kind of a
situation? It is a delivery only. And the food is actually refrigerated, so you heat it in your microwave. Mm-hmm. It is served cold, just for food safety purposes.
Sure. So that's what you're doing for Thanksgiving, but the Lookup Center is just, it's a community center, Sheila, but you do so much more. You have skills, traits for folks looking to, you know, improve their lives or whatever, you know, where they may be. You do things with kids. I mean, talk a little bit about the Lookup Center. Were even you kind of impressed when you took over and you walked around? You went, well, I didn't know there was this much going on in here.
Absolutely. I actually had heard of the Lookup Center just because I worked with Scott Hayes, so I was familiar with the Lookup Center, but not all the services and the programs that they offered. And truly, I'm here to spread the word, not just here today with you, but in general, as part of my job, I'm really trying to get the word out. You know, Lori Hubble, she created some amazing programs and taking over from Scott and then developing her own. And so now I feel like, you know, part of my biggest job is just spreading the word about these amazing programs that we have. A lot of people think that our programs are designed for a specific group of people as well, but it isn't true. Our skilled trades program, which gives you an accredited national construction certification, OFA certification, and a forklift license, actually is open to anyone who maybe wants to start a new career. It's very economical at only $500, and we almost, you know, we have companies in Newark that are willing to hire you. So if you're looking for a career change, reach out to us because it truly is an amazing program and you will learn a lot. Mm-hmm. We also have a preschool, a part-time preschool daycare, which is really nice. At only $100 per month, it's part-time and it's a faith-based program. So you get a little Jesus in with learning your ABCs. Stephanie Hartman runs that program and it's, you know, for anyone who just maybe wants to get their child out of the house for a little bit, expose them to some playtime with other kids, and give them a good base before they start kindergarten. It's for ages 3 to 5. We are running a Christian music exercise class now. It's kind of like an aerobics style. And it's going to be go into a full wellness class. Those are on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 to 9:15. Generally speaking, it's every Tuesday. There are times when we do have to cancel it just because of events in our gym. We have a ladies' Bible study that meets every Friday morning. I mean, every other Friday morning at 10 o'clock. We have our opportunity store, which is open every Tuesday from 9 to 12 and from 4 to 6 in the evenings. We do much more than that as well. We give out coats in the winter.
That
we have our pop-up
like
shop. How much more do you want me to tell
My
you?
My gosh.
Come to the Lookup Center. Like, learn about us because we are always having events. The best thing to do is to get on our email list. That way you are updated as to what we have coming up because sometimes we don't even know. We just throw something in like our movie night we're having Friday.
I know Lori used to do that all the time.
Yes.
She'd just get a wild hair and be like,
you do.
Hey, why don't we try to do this? And then the next thing you know, you've got this big thing planned. And
okay, let's do it.
Yeah, that's exactly the mentality that I think she brought to the to the Lookup Center, no doubt about it. What about volunteers for stuff like that? I mean,
for the opportunity store, or you talked about the skilled trades. I know, Laura, you said you'd have companies would come in and
they do.
And they'd help, and I'm assuming that's still the same.
They do. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't make it without our volunteers. Our volunteer base is huge. We have well over 100, probably pushing 200 volunteers. Some work weekly, some work monthly, some work once a year, such as the pop-up shop, but we always need more volunteers. Mm-hmm. So what we do when we have an event, we just go through our list, we call people, and people just come in and help. It's just amazing how many people want to give their time and resources. We're collecting toys for our pop-up shop now, and we are accepting new toys, any ages, and also pajamas. New pajamas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, feel free to drop those off. We serve over 260 families who need some help with Christmas.
So the pop-up shop, how does that work? I mean, you know, again, we're talking about volunteers and that, but do you need shoppers to come in? Is that
Actually,
how you raise money?
The parents or guardians, grandparents, whomever, are the ones that come in and shop.
Okay.
So I believe the hours are, and I'm not positive about this right off, but I think it's from 10 to noon and then from 4 to 6. And they can come in and shop for their child, 3 gifts per person. And so these 3 gifts per child, I'm sorry. And all these gifts are donated by people, organizations, and, you know, civic groups in the communities.
Gotcha.
It's amazing how people will, it's a big-hearted community anyway, but around the Christmas season, it just seems like everybody is, what do you need, what can I help you with, and whatever we need to do, we'll do to get you to that point. You talked about the coats and that, and again, we were joking earlier that the snow is coming. Folks can drop those off at any time, correct?
Yes.
Coats, gloves, hats.
We do have a store where we do sell clothing and very reasonable low prices, just so you know. If you're looking for somewhere, you need pots and pans, or you just want holiday decor, we have the best prices in town when it comes to our store. And we call it an opportunity store, you know, but it is a thrift style type of shopping. But we never sell our coats, hats, or gloves. Those are always given away for free. Mm-hmm. So we give those away all winter long. So if you're in need, or you do need a coat, or your child needs a coat, you know, we are small amounts now, but, you know, we do have those available every week.
Yeah. I mean, and I know before Lori would be surprised, people would just bring coats in and drop
them
off. Yeah, it's amazing.
They do. Again, we collected over 1,000 coats this year.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I mean,
you wish you didn't have to collect one, but we all know that there's nothing you can do about it, so you want to make sure you get them
in. The kids get so excited when they get a new coat, too. Like, they're just, you know, they come in. We have the one day where everyone can come in and shop for a coat just on their own, and they're so excited, and they try them on, and they stand, and they let you take their picture. You know, kids, they love to get a new coat.
Again, I mean, and it's sad to say, but a lot of them probably have never had one. So to be able to have one and keep themselves warm in the wintertime, who wouldn't love that? All right, again, if folks want to help out with the Thanksgiving Day meal, they can drop things off. You need turkeys, you need pumpkin pies, but again, where do you want them to go if they want to get the information to become a volunteer or to be a driver?
I want you to call me at the Lookup Center. It's 740-345-6026, or just look us up online, lookupcenter.org. You can get a lot of good information from our website, but I really like to meet people and I really like to talk to people. So you won't be bothering me if you call. I'll tell you all about it. I'll invite you in. I'll give you a tour. I'll, you know, teach you how to cook if you want me to. But just come see us and be a part of our community and be of a part of our work that we do. It's very rewarding and satisfying, a little or a lot.
Well, Sheila, it's been a pleasure. It's the first chance I've got to meet you. We've been texting back and forth and emailing, and I'm like, got to get you in to help with the Thanksgiving meal, because I just know it's such a big thing for you folks and folks in our community. And again, if you can get down and help out or just drop off anything, be happy to do it. If they want to drop off, you should have a list of stuff too at the, if you get the email, it'll tell you the things you need.
We
right?
do.
Yeah. So
yes.
Sounds like you need more turkeys.
We do.
You can always use more
cooked
turkeys. Cooked turkeys. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't bring down any more frozen ones.
We got a lot of frozen ones we're cooking. Thanks to the Newark Rotary, and we really appreciate their support.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Sheila Klesich, Executive Director of the Lookup Center in Newark. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.